Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 21st of July, 2009, at 3:45 a.m. Could I please ask you to tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
My name's Helen Holdness. I'm 40 years old, and I currently live in Sheffield.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me when it was you first found out about my mother?
It was sometime when it was on the TV, the BBC reported it, and I just kind of went, ooh, I like that. And that's when I went for it. I already knew about Anthony Gormley's work, because I love it. Field is my favourite little thing. And that was it. So I thought, well, why not? Give you a chance to go and do something. So I did.
So how did you feel when you found out, received a telephone call or an email to say you'd received a place on the
An email. I was really pleased. I was all excited because I've been made redundant, and I got the news I was being made redundant on the same day that I got that, and it kind of made me think, well, it doesn't really, well, it still matters because I still don't have a job, but it was just like, it doesn't matter. It's sort of, life continues, and it's just fascinating to be sort of chosen, selected. So but I liked it. It was fun. And everyone at work was really sort of like, woo! And trying to find ideas for me to do on a plinth, so I rejected all of them.
And what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
I knit, and I have a blanket that I've been knitting now. It's my oldest project. I've been knitting it since 2006, and I'm hoping to get a little bit closer to finishing it, so we'll see. So I have it in a plastic bag. I hope the weather's not too bad, but I shall knit, and that's it.
And what equipment are you taking out with you?
I'm going to take a camera as well, because I'm a photographer, so I've got my camera, but I'm just going to take my knitting needles and my wool, and that's it, I think. I don't think you need anything more. I love knitting, so I suppose it's the thing. When people sort of think of me as Helen, they think of me, Helen Knitter, so that's why I'm going to do it.
And who would you say you're doing this for?
Me. Absolutely. I just really like the idea. I think it's a safe form of exhibitionism. You know, you don't have to expose any more than you want to, and it's just there, and I like that. So you give people a glimpse of who you are or what you might be, but at the same time you can kind of effectively hide as well. You're on this plinth, you're untouchable. So I quite like that idea.
And could you give us a little bit of background about you, what it is you do for a living and in your spare time, training, these kind of things?
I'm an archaeologist, and that's also kind of what I do in spare time as well. It's sort of, archaeologists never are off duty, you're always looking at some part of the past or some part of heritage somewhere. And I really enjoy that aspect of my work. I love the social aspect of it, that other people are really interested in the past, and it's the connecting and finding letting people find their own way through the past, kind of nudging them in the right direction if they get a bit lost. So I really like that. In my spare time, I love food, and I like my garden, and I like spending time with my boyfriend and all things like that. It's just kind of a nice homely little life. I don't hanker for anything exciting, because I kind of like my life as it is, so I don't need more. So yes.
What would you say is important to you at the moment?
Being happy, being content, but always striving for something else, to find new experiences and new sort of ways of looking at the world. And I think it's very strange. We've kind of entered a modern world that has so many people mark up experiences, and they've got tick boxes, and you know, they do the round the world tour, and they do this, and they take their year out from university. And I think it's a bit sad, because it's the list that people think they should go through, and I think you should actually kind of listen to your inner list and do whatever you want to do rather than what the crowd does. So I think sort of for me, I like just to be happy and content, and that's sort of my bed. I love my bed, so that makes me happy. And I like my garden, that makes me happy. And it's silly things like that, really. And shoes. I like shoes. And having tattoos. So it's all these things. And I think that's the most important thing, is to be happy in what you do. Doesn't matter what you do, as long as you're happy. So there you go.
And what hopes or fears do you have?
I don't really have any fears. I don't think there's anything that you can really be truly scared of. Mad political people, obviously, but we still were clever of this and we don't have to worry about it. Hopes are just, again, to sort of have a life that I can look back on when I'm older and just go, I lived a life, rather than just tick the boxes. And that's my biggest thing. So this adds to an experience that's kind of exclusive, but everyone will get to see about it if they want to. Everyone will get to hear about it. So it's not quite as exclusive as, you know, for me, it's going to be a great thing.
Thank you. And you said, you currently reside in Sheffield. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Kent. But the life of an archaeologist is quite sort of nomadic, and you go wherever the work is. And I went to university in Wales, I started work in Kent, and then I moved to London, and then I moved to Norfolk, and now I'm in Sheffield. And hopefully I'll stay in Sheffield, because I love Sheffield, it's a fabulous place. So that also makes me happy to be in Sheffield.
And what is it you particularly like about Sheffield?
Its location is brilliant, because it's slap bang in the middle of the country. You can get anywhere from Sheffield, there's no problem there. It's very easy to get into the Peak District National Park. It's very easy to get into the countryside without you trying. But it also has fantastic parks on its own, so you don't even have to leave the city, and you can be in a park that you can get lost in, and it's, brilliant. But the people are much sort of more gentle. I lived in London and it was very, very strange. Coming back to London is quite odd. But the people are very nice in Sheffield, or not everyone, but most of them are nice. It feels quite small, despite having two huge universities, so I think that makes it all the difference. You have lots of new things coming in, but equally you've got sort of, small little gentle things as well, so it's a good mix. And it's not too, because it's so small, or because it's compact rather than small, you don't ever sort of feel that you have to trudge across town to do anything. It's all just, easy to get to. It's great.
And what was it about archaeology that got you into that field?
I have no idea. I just ended up an archaeologist. I worked for a family business for a long time, my family business, as a photo processor. And then I went to work for the British Library, just as a library assistant, no qualification on it. And then I got made redundant from there. And I just kind of did that whole point, as I'd never gone to university. And by then I was 26 and I thought, I'm going to go to university, because everyone says I could go to university. So I did. And it was phenomenal, because I was going to do history originally. And there was something that just went, history's about kings and queens and big people, political events. And archaeology tells you the history of Mr. and Mrs. Scum. It gives you the people who aren't recorded by history. And that's what I think that's what attracted me, is that it gave me the history of people who get ignored or overlooked, and that's why. And it's just fascinating because of it. And then you can just find other things within archaeology that interest you, and you just keep following it through. I have a particular thing about bricks as well, so that my boyfriend just kind of goes, oh no, not again. So yes.
What would you say is particularly important or significant to you about being part of this One Another project?
I think it's... I like the idea of public art, and I like the fact that it's the public making the art. It's someone has come up with an idea, and then the public have taken it. And that's what I kind of like, is that it's going to be unique. Even if the event gets held somewhere else, it will never be the same thing, and I really like that. I think that's a fascinating thing. So I quite like that idea of it just being non-repeatable, even though you can take the same elements. It's a bit like The Field, Anthony Gormley's The Field. I've seen that in several places, but it's never the same, because every time they're arranged slightly differently, or there's different sets of them. I just think that's just fantastic. It's that whole sort of multiplicity of things, and I quite like that. So,
what emotions are you experiencing an hour before you go up on the plane? 2 hours before you go up on the plane?
I'm kind of excited. I'm waiting for my sister to turn up because she's coming up from Kent to have a look. So she's setting off probably about now. So I'm kind of excited. And the fact that I haven't slept, you know, since 7 o'clock this morning. So that's going to be quite fun. But I'm kind of excited about it. I had a look at other people beforehand, and it's nice that, I say, everyone's doing something a bit different, and you wonder if they have the same emotions that you have. And so, yeah, I kind of a little bit giddy. There you go.
Okay, thank you very much.